Welcome to our daily reflection for Holy Week 2023. My name is the Reverend Andrew Dand, and I, along with everyone else who's contributed to these reflections, hope that they will be a rich place of meeting with Jesus for you as we journey with him through Holy Week. Each day, we begin with a prayer, followed by a Bible reading and reflection. You'll hear the reading a second time before having space for your own prayers. And our time concludes with some final prayers from our church family. Find yourself a comfortable place and we'll begin. We're going to start by centering ourselves on Jesus with some simple breathing. So first begin by taking a deep breath in. Hold it and then let it out. On the next breath in, I'd like you to say the word Jesus in your mind. So breathe in, Jesus, and out. Again, we're going to simply use Jesus' name to help us focus on his presence with us. So we breathe in again, Jesus, and out. We breathe in, Jesus, and out. Lord Jesus, help us to hear your voice speaking to us as we travel with you this week. Amen.
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now, there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Easter Saturday is a sort of limbo place in Holy Week. It sits between death and resurrection, between sorrow and celebration. And we sense this feeling of limbo in our reading, as Jesus' friends busy themselves taking care of his body, and yet, perhaps we can relate to the sense of shock, maybe numbness, that they must have been experiencing. Just a week before, Jesus arrived in Jerusalem as king, worshipped and honoured. Now he is dead, and they're preparing his body for burial. I wonder how they were feeling. Were they able to hold on to the things that Jesus had said, that his death would not be the end of the story? Or perhaps they were feeling lost, like they couldn't see the trees for the wood. I think we can all relate sometimes to that sense of limbo, the place when our future seems uncertain. You may even relate to that place right now. I encourage you to hold on to the promises of God, that he will neither fail you or forsake you, and he promises to walk with you even through the darkest valley, and that resurrection and new life is coming, no matter how far away it might feel.
After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now, there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Let us bring to the Father our prayers of intercession through Christ, who gave himself for the life of the world. For forgiveness for the many times we have denied Jesus.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For Christian people, that through the suffering of disunity, there may grow a rich union in Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For those who make our laws, interpret them and administer them, that in our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For those in darkness and agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For those who, weighed down with hardship, failure or sorrow, feel that God is far from them.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. That we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Amen.